the Executive Officer to implement and administer the policy, including the issuing of permits, exemptions and approvals in accordance with the policy, and authorises the Chief Executive Officer to make minor administrative updates to the adopted policy to ensure ongoing legislative compliance and clarity, provided no change is made to the intent or effect of the policy. I'm going to add a fourth dot point, which reads, requests the Chief Executive Officer to provide a report to the November OCM detailing the number of road closures affected under this policy, the reasons for closure and the length of time of closures, together with any complaints, feedback or issues identified in relation to the operation of this policy. I need a seconder. Councillor Gillies. I hope everyone is aware that Mr. Beddington sent through to councillors this afternoon some 32 dot points of concern that he had, and normally a policy would say as a dot point that the CEO would be able to make minor amendments. Do I need to include that? Oh, it is there, yeah. So some of the matters raised by Mr. Beddington could quite easily be addressed by dot point three. So I think that we've had input already from the public. And I'm quite confident that we could allow this policy to take effect if it were to have that fixed axle vehicles could access rather than the 4.5 ton matter. But I feel that to run with the policy, to see how it works over the wet period, and then to have feedback from the administration on, you know, giving us concrete feedback about the numbers, complaints, issues raised, will go a long way to producing a better product. Or, you know, a refined product or another product that would then go through the process, the iterative process of making them better with experience. Thank you. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the motion?
Nothing really, other than that the addition of four will also provide the community with a vehicle in which to, express their support or annoyance or suggestions, and also three, being able to address Mr. Bevington's issues and make those minor alterations. I think they're very effective dot points. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Perrico.
Just a question. At the concept forum, we talked about a single axle vehicle, and now we're back to four. Can I have an explanation, please?
CEO?
I can go first, and then Mr. Gillam can add anything. So yes, we did discuss a single axle vehicle. However, when we went back and looked at how we would implement that, single axle vehicle means that there's only one axle, and that could mean a trailer. If we're using the term single axle drive, then a four-wheel drive vehicle wouldn't be permitted. We then also looked at the other policies that are in place in local governments quite close to here. So Plantagenet, Cranbrook, both have policies on this. Both of theirs are 4.5 tonne. And we thought that if we stick with that in the first instance, then and we follow what they've done, then the haulage companies and the people that are accessing the roads and used to accessing roads in other local governments with the same sorts of policies would know exactly what we mean. There'd be no confusion, so we're operating under similar restrictions. And so I get what you're saying. We did discuss it, but then we could see a whole lot of problems. This policy is quite a simple policy, and it was intended to be that way, so it's easy to understand for people. There is the ability in there also for the CEO to grant permits, even though a road is shut to 4.5 tonne, if there's a particular road user that needs to access it that would be above that, then they could seek a permit, and I would discuss that with the manager of works and the manager and the director, and maybe put some restrictions on speed or put some restrictions on exactly how heavy they could be. And you know, it'd be dependent on what purpose they wanted to use the road for. But given that those things are all possible in the policy, we thought that it was much more straightforward if there was a 4.5 tonne weight limit that applied.
Because in response to that, the local school buses and all that would be affected straight away. Would that all have to be dealt with before we close the road?
Sorry. CEO?
Yeah, so in that instance, then we'd talk with the school bus operator to determine whether they actually wanted to travel on that road and make sure it was safe for them to do so. And then, as I said, we'd put in place the appropriate conditions on which they're allowed to access that road. And that would also address the insurance issues for them as well, if they were permitted to do it.
Councillor McRae.
Yeah, as I alluded to earlier, a previous life, I had a lot to do with road closures out in the country. Money to damage the roads to our assets, and quite clearly it said no vehicles over 4.5 tonne other than a four-wheel drive vehicle. The idea there is that a four-wheel drive vehicle in four-wheel drive maintains a straight line rather than swerving all over the road and chucking your road base all over the place. And I think, as the CEO said, it's common in every shire's got country dirt roads, those limitations. Over 4.5, no. Under 4.5, it's a four-wheel drive, yes. Quite straightforward.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fletcher.
That's probably more a question. I mean, the intent of this policy, I think, is terrific, that we're going to keep our unsealed roads in good condition.
I'll start again. The intent of this policy, I believe, is absolutely terrific. It's going to keep our unsealed roads in good condition. I do have some concerns. If we talk about point three, and we did talk about this in the workshop, about what is an adjustment to policy, what's not for the CEO to undertake. And if we are agreeing to take on Mr. Bevington's thoughts and comments that have just come in today, I've read a fair few of them, and are we as councillors comfortable that the CEO puts all those in or makes those adjustments to the policy, or should we defer it and bring it back ready for the next meeting? I know there are some rains come in May, but it's not our major rainfall in Bridgetown, according to the websites. And so That's my concern, and I'm not sure if the CEO's had a chance to absorb all of Mr. Bebbington's comments and whether that would be he would still be complying with number three.
CEO, do you want to address councillor's inquiry, please?
So I haven't gone through all of Mr. Bebbington's comments, but the intention wouldn't be that I include all of them. The intention was that there are a couple of issues that he raised in terms of, clarity. And one of the issues that this authorises me to do is just to make changes that improve the clarity. So there's a couple of wording issues that I'd change. I wouldn't look to do substantial changes to it. So I'm not giving any assurance to Mr. Bebbington that I'm going to take on any or all of his amendments, but there are a couple of wording changes that he pointed out earlier today that we could easily make that would improve the clarity of the policy.
Thank you, CEO. Is there anyone who would like to speak against the motion? Question from Councillor Redmond.
Thank you. I actually have a couple of questions, but I'm going to say them all, and they're pretty straightforward, so that the answers hopefully should be straightforward too. Firstly, regarding signage, I was interested to know what the wording of the signage would be. Is this something that was discussed at the workshop? And I think if it was a road closed sign, that's probably likely to be misinterpreted by members of the community. So I'm interested to know what the signage is going to read. The second thing I wanted to ask was in the policy, it's listed that it would be reviewed in 3 years, and perhaps it would be appropriate, given the discussion tonight, to add a dot point that this policy will be reviewed maybe after November, when we've got that information that's been brought to council. I think that will give us, as Councillor Carstairs said, a good opportunity to see how it's functioning, maybe receive some feedback from the community, and then if we need to, make some informed changes. Yes, so signage and review, please.
CEO?
So the first review will be the November OCM, because that's what the recommendation, council resolution would be. So we'd bring it back to that forum. In terms of signage, I'll hand that over to the director to talk to.
Thank you, CEO.
Sure. So we just need to have some signage made up, and it will specifically say road closed to all traffic over 4.5 tonne without permit.
Thank you, Director. Any further questions? Or if there's no further objections, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll now move to item 25.1 on the agenda. Big pardon?
This is wrong. You shouldn't read it. He's just noting that he's got one for the roads resealing project. He doesn't need to move it.
I call for someone to move the motion.
It doesn't get moved. It's just a notice.
It's a notice of motion. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so it's for the next meeting. It's just really okay. For noting.
Sorry. Thank you, CEO. Yep. Okay. Okay. So I believe that's the end of the business for today. Thank you very much, councillors. Thank you for the members of the gallery. Thank you very much for start to all of the staff, our new minute taker over there. Thank you very much for stepping in. Thank you. Thank you to Director Redman, Director Gillies, Gillam.
Redman and Gillies.
It's all right.
Gillam and Bradford.
You're in for a hell ride.
Okay.
He might have an excuse if they hadn't actually updated your name and plaque, but it is.
Do you have them done every year?
Huh?
Do you have them done every year?
Director Wallace. He did close the
No, they're going to put in new lenses. Got glaucoma.
Oh,
I can't. I can hardly. Oh dear. So what time is it?
7:46.
Yeah,
I know the 4.5
I think. I can hardly see.
That's
so good. If you're
going
to give resources to that chat. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I'm going to have to get an opportunity because
the president didn't ask for me anyone else to chat. What did I do? I think you did nothing. It was beautiful.
I did nothing.
You need a long stick
that
you can
poke.
Even a longer one for Councillor
McCrae. Yeah, yeah.
Have a look at it. Yeah, that's right. Morning. Yeah. Just to maybe improve it a bit better.